Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And this morning we're joined by Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Okay, so a Cubs loss would do it for you, but you'd sure like to drop a 16 spot on somebody tonight and just charge on in and wrap this thing up.
Definitely a win is, the goal tonight. It's, but the division is division. You win it any way you can, and, we got 6 days to do it.
Seems like, so the Cubs are East Coast time, so they'll be about an hour ahead.
Yeah, 6:20 p.m.
What are the dugout rules in terms of guys keeping one eye on the Cubs game while you've got your game going on?
No, I mean, there's no rules. You take care of the job in front of you, and playing a major league game is hard enough, and it keeps you focused, so you worry about that. Obviously, the scoreboard flashes right in front of your eyes, so you're going to see scores, but, you take care of your business in front of you.
Skip, you guys have had a good run here the last few years getting into the postseason. So when you clinched at least a spot in the postseason during your road trip here, when you got home, did the family celebrate with you? Or was this like, oh, home, dad's back?
No, this is when it's your life for going on 25, 30 years, it's work. And so it's your job. And we're on to much more... what would seem to be, just daily stuff and daily concerns about family life. But, we feel like we're giving our fans a chance at hopefully seeing something special. And, you get a shot at every year. And the postseason is a quick snapshot, and it happens really fast. And, the magic's got to happen to have a great postseason run. And that's what we're shooting for this fall.
Craig, when we talked last week, you mentioned that it matters to the guys when the house is live, when the place is full, when fans are into it. I think fans are heartened to know that, because we go there and, we enjoy this. I've been a Brewers fan my entire life, so I like to think that when I'm out there, right, screaming to the top of my lungs, that somebody's hearing that, and I loved hearing you say that it matters.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't stress that enough. I think it's what every player craves, and it's like that motivation for players that they're, when they're going after it every single day, when there's people there, you want to do it for the people, and because it fires you up. So it's always something that's special. I can guarantee you players are thinking about it tonight. What's the stadium going to be like tonight? What's the atmosphere going to be like? And we're hoping for something special.
Any news you can share about outfielder Garrett Mitchell? Would he be able to make a contribution here near the end of the season?
Garrett's not going to be active for the end of the season. We're still, he finished playing, and that's a good sign. So he's still on the injured list. He will join us in Milwaukee, will not be active.
Craig, down the stretch here, so you wrap this thing up, early here in these next several games. How does that change what you do in terms of lineup, who you trot out there, pitch counts, all of that stuff once you've got it locked in?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always got to plan for what's next. Right now, nothing has changed, and so we'll just, assume nothing has changed and work towards that. So there's scenarios that you're always working on for what's next, but I think it's important that we keep our head on kind of what's going on right now and not get to that point right now. So that's what we're going to do right now, is just worry about today. And we don't have the division locked up, and until we do, we'll focus on that.
Craig, we talked to Matt Arnold last week, and he made the comment that he's not sure if he likes to wear goggles when you guys celebrate, because he likes the sting of the champagne in his eyes a little bit. That were his words. He likes the sting. Are you a goggles guy or no?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him. I'm with him there for sure. I think, that's the kind of know you're alive type thought, and I'm with him for sure.
Hey, last thing for you, Craig. You know, you've been around the organization a long time since your childhood. In addition to how much wrapping up the division and making a deep run here would mean for you, how about some of the other folks in the organization? I'm thinking of Uke. You know, you've had a great relationship with Bob, as we all sort of feel like we have right. over the years. How much it would mean for Bob to bring a championship here to this town and others in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, there's this small thought always, going home from Miami, you're disappointed a little bit. But on the other hand, I was like, well, now Uke gets to call it.
So right.
Then you're excited about that, and it makes you happy for sure. And I think, yeah, look, we've all had that thought on our mind about, you know, Bob, like, just calling World Series games and having that shot to do that and traveling with us during the postseason. So there's always, you know, whenever we think about a loss and thinking about where we're going, thinking about what we can do for Bob, Uke here is, you know, it's always one of the first things that comes to your mind.
Awesome. Well, eye on the prize. We'll get it done first. Hope we can fill the place for you tonight, Craig. And best of luck here down the stretch run.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.